Okay, we are up and recording. If you'll state your full name and title or association with the event, please.
Yes, I'm Diana Sewell with the Hale Tractor Pullers, and I'm the Secretary Treasurer.
Well, Diana, tomorrow it sounds like it's going to be a big day in Hale. What can you tell us about the event?
This is our 30th annual tractor pull. We have two sleds running that'll keep the action going. We've got antique and classic, farm class out of field. We've got three classes just for ladies. And then we have a big tire, 3.5 mile, and then a big tire class, 5 mile per hour.
It's going to be a big day then.
Yes, that's right.
Now, I can't say that I'm an expert on tractor pulls, but so if my questions are stupid, I apologize. But do they have to pre-register, or can people show up tomorrow and still participate?
Oh, people can show up tomorrow. There's no pre-registration. In fact, no one's registered at this point. So we'll start signing up about 9 o'clock and hope to be ready to pull by 11.
Okay, very good. Anything that the pullers might need to know that are maybe unusual from other tractor pulls or anything like that?
Well, we do require wheelie bars in all classes. That's just the main thing. They have to have wheelie bars in order to pull.
Okay. What about those that are just coming out to see the event itself? Will there be food available? What about seating? Do they need to bring lawn chairs, that sort of thing?
Yes, need to bring a lawn chair. And we do have concession on the grounds. We'll be serving hamburgers and cheeseburgers and hot dogs and homemade pie.
Very good. Now, Diana, is this a fundraising event, or is this just something that you guys put together and get everybody together for fun?
Well, this is the Hale Tractor Pullers host this pull every year. So, we're a nonprofit organization, and it's just to keep our club going.
I understand that completely. Okay, so let's go over basics, the location and the times and that sort of thing, please.
Oh, okay. The pull starts at 11 at the Hale Tractor Pull grounds.
And where is that located, if I have listeners that aren't familiar?
Okay. If you would come up Main Street to the bank and turn right, go 3 blocks, and then turn back to your left, they'll be able to see all the tractors sitting around.
I was going to say, they probably won't be able to miss you tomorrow. So if anyone has questions or needs more information, who can they call?
You could call me at 565-2908, or they could call the president, Harold Hart, at 565-2597.
Anything else that we need to add this afternoon, Diana?
$10 a hook, and we need all the tractors to come out. We didn't have a pull last year, and the year before it rained a lot, so we're hoping we'll have a big crowd.
Well, and you mentioned that rain, and I know it's in the forecast. Will that impact your event at all?
Well, if we don't get too much, no. We'll be able to blade the track off and keep going.
Okay. Now, we said it starts at 11. How long do you anticipate it to run?
Usually runs 6:30, 7 with two sleds. We can get through the tractors pretty quick.
Okay, very good. You did great.
I'm done. All right.